mitzvahs that we do three times a day, every day, is davening. But like many things that we do so much, after a while we sort of get used to doing it, and we're not machshev it kiroy. And that's one of the reasons why the Gemara in Brachos that Bava Mitbeis Darshan from the Pasuk Kum Zulas Lebnei Adam, that even in the times of the Gemara, this has nothing to do with you read this Adairis, even in the times of the Gemara, Tfilas Dvarim Ma'imdim Berumay Shal Adam Ubnei Adam Zalzlam Behem. Already in Tanakh, in Tilim, David HaMelech was Meramis Tfilas, something that as choshev as it is, as Ma'imdim Berumay Shal Adam, the tab of a person is Lezalzlam Behem. He doesn't feel the importance of it. He does it all the time, and the Mele loses its chshivas. As why is Chazal darshaning this? What is David coming to teach us? He's coming to tell us we all have a problem that we can't solve. Of course not. He's coming to teach us something very important. Tefillah is something that if you don't work on, if you don't focus, and you're not going to build inside you the importance of it, automatically you're not going to have chshivas of it. It's something you have to work on. It's something you have to build the importance of it. We want to take off time together to try to be mizbeinin in the chshivas of tefillah, the meaning of tefillah, to make all our tefillahs more meaningful, which is really three times a day, we're trying to make our life more meaningful. As how could we make tefillah more meaningful? As there's a Mishnah in Avos, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Shimon HaTzadik Hoya Oimer, Al Shleisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oimer, Al HaTayra Yal HaVoida Val Gvilas Chasodim. Zok Rabbeinu Yoina, in the Mishnah in Avos, that Bizman when there is Karbonis, Avoida is Karbonis. Bizman Hazeh She'ein Lanu Karbonis, the Beis HaMikdash is Nechrov, Avoida is Tefillah, because the Gemara in Brachos says Tefillah B'makom Karbonis was Nidkan. Shachris is Keneged Tomit Shel Shachris, Mincha is Keneged Tomit Shel Bein Harbayim. What is it coming to teach you? That tefillah is the amudim that the world stands on. This is what we need, just like we understood the Beis HaMikdash is Kiyem Chayenu, the world stands on it. And the Gemara in the end of Sefer says, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the tzaras get more and more every day, like we see. As Hu Adin Tefillah, tefillah is the amud that the world stands on. As that's another kind of a look at tefillah. When we're Isaac in tefillah, we're not starting being Isaac in one of the Tayag mitzvahs, Shatayra Nitztavo Yisabahem. We're being Isaac in the Amud Ha'olam, what keeps the world going. Tefillah makes the world go. When there's no tefillah, the world doesn't go the same way. The world doesn't have the Amida the same way. Zot Marsha in Chagiga, on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, on this Mishnah, the Gemara in Chagiga says, Oila Oilam, that the Oilam doesn't know what the world stands on. Frek the Marsha, why do I have to know what the world stands on? What's the Oila Oilam? What's Pshat in the Gemara? He says, because we have such powerful tools in front of us to make life so good for ourselves. Oi! Oh, if we don't realize what powerful kelim we have, what powerful kli tefillah is, how tefillah can improve, how tefillah can enhance, how tefillah can bring us closer to Hashem, sai begruchnius, sai begashmius. As we, if we don't use it, kiroi, life doesn't continue, kiroi. As oy, that we don't understand, tefillah is the amud ha'olam. Tefillah keeps the world going. The Yaris Dvash on this Mishnah says such a powerful yisoy. He says, duk v'tishkach, it's bodikum menusa. On a yoim that you have a good tefillah, you'll see you have a different siyata d'shmaya in your learning, in your ruchnius, in your gashmius, in your business. Every day you put in a good tefillah, the day is a different day. As he's being mefarish, ha'olam oimed is not only going on the world, but oifen klali. It's going on every individual, every day of your life. Your tefillah of that day makes a massive impact on your day. Dug v'tishkach, you get up late, you go to the shtibol, you walk in, they're up to yishtabach. You start and you leave after they finish chazaras hashas. Actually, most people leave after kedusha. It's not the same day. That slocha in the day is not the same. You run into a mincha, and it's like 3 minutes before shkia, and you run in middle, and you walk past all the guys that are dominating. It's just not going to be the same day. And Zog B'Yaris Dvash, something even more powerful. And this one is wow chiddush. Zog B'Yaris Dvash. If you see people that are gedolim and are nokim b'Torah, don't think it's because they're bigger bali kishroinus. Ain't kesha. It's not because of that. It's because sheheim is palalu yoser. Tefillah is the amud the oilam knacks on. The only way to be matzliach in Torah, in ruchnius, is with tefillah. Yeah, and that's a powerful chiddush. You know, you look at Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Liashev, as what do we think? Amelus b'Torah, goinus. You wouldn't think tefillah. The Yaris Drash is saying, the Oilam is Oymed on tefillah. They daven. They really daven for it. Grado. There's someone that Reb Chaim Kanievsky gave him a bracha. He said, Amen. Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked him, why don't you give me a bracha back? As the guy said, okay, what does Reb Chaim want a bracha for? Imagine a guy, Bacher, saying to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what do you want a bracha for? Oh, Tayf! As Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, I should be a Talmud Chacham and I should know Kol HaTorah Kulo. As the bracha left, what, you have to daven for you? You know, I'll give you a bracha, you know Kol HaTorah Kulo. But now that we learned the Yaris Tvash, we know Kol HaTorah Kulo is not totally only on a melos. It's totally on tefillah. Bracha is a form of tefillah. As Reb Chaim Kanievsky, his whole life was davening. I should know Kol HaTorah Kulo. Yeah. And his tefillah's taka worked. Yeah. It's a gevaldika limud. You know, Bachrim come in. You know, how am I going to be matzliach in limud with this derech, with this yeshiva, with this rosh yeshiva? It's true. It all helps. But there's a koyach called tefillah. And it's sai in inyane ruchnius, sai in inyane gashmius. No, what does a bacher feel? A bacher feels, yeah, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's tefillahs, Reb Eliashiv's tefillahs, whoa, those pierce the shamayim. But me, my tefillah, I'm b'diyuta tachtoina, what I did, what I saw, what I watched, what I've seen with my eyes, what I've done. Hashem really wants to hear me. My tefillahs make a difference. Zog de Ptushas Alevi in Parshas Vayichi, something so powerful. Zog de Ptushas Alevi, every yid, in every level, in every door, in every level of his Shmiras, Torahs, and Mitzvahs, Hashem is waiting for your tefillah. He wants to hear your tefillah. He wants to help you. That's the koyach of, that's the avas Hashem that there is. Hashem is waiting to hear you. Hashmieni koylech in every door, in fakir. Because it's so hard to daven, when we reach out and we call, the tefillahs are choviv v'choshiv. As number one, Zot the Kedushas Alevi, to be maimin, Hashem is listening to your tefillah, whatever you're asking Him for. And number two, that Hashem is happy to hear your tefillah. It's choviv b'ini Hashem what you're davening. It's not what you think. Hashem's waiting to hear your voice. He appreciates your voice. There's a story, Rabbi Chanan traveled from France to England on a boat, and he went with this big askin, this big veer, and when they were traveling on the boat, there was a storm on the water, and the boat was like going back and forth. Everyone got seasick on the boat ride. Everyone was throwing up, terrible stomach aches, terrible nausea. As when they landed in England, as this big Askin saw Rabbi Hanan was on the boat, and he said to Rabbi Hanan that, "Oh, I feel so bad for the Rosh Yeshiva. You must be so sick. This was a terrible boat ride. It was windy." And Rabbi Hanan said, "What, it was a terrible boat ride? I didn't notice." As his gvir was going out of his kelim, "What do you mean you didn't notice? The boat was going up and down and moving and back and forth. What do you mean you didn't notice? You didn't feel anything?" He said, "No." As the Rashi, his gvir's eyes were popping, he looked at him. Rabbi Hanan said, "I said Tfilas Haderech. I didn't feel anything. Did you say Tfilas Haderech?" So originally, when we'd hear such a story, "Hanan, Rav Kedushasa, Yasmada V'Taira, Godless V'Taira," Rabbi Hanan was posh. "I said Tfilas Haderech. So we had a great way. The boat was up and down and windy and garnished." But you see the munad of Rabbi Hanan in Tfilah. I said Tfilas Haderech. I'm safe. So. Chazaynish, a bacha came, he said that he doesn't know what to do. His shoes are ripped. He doesn't have anyone to give him money. As the Chazaynish told him, "Daven to Hashem. You have someone that will give you money. Hashem wants to help you. Hashem's waiting for you. Every tzara, every agmas nefesh you have, turn to Hashem. Hashem's waiting for you. We just have to believe it. Hashem wants to help you, whatever it is." It's so important to believe. Atfilas achavit. Atfilas make a difference. The Waxman said that he one time gave a mashal in shir. He spoke about tefillah once. And he says there's someone that became very rich. And he told him that, "I want you to go around and tell everyone you know that I'm willing to give staka." As he said, Hashem uses as a marshal. Hashem is always there. Hashem always wants to give all of us. He's like that person that just made money. He's so excited. He wants to give out. Hashem wants to give us everything. Hashem wants to be there for us. Whatever's good for us, we just have to call out from Hashem to Hashem. The Waxman says there was someone that came over after the shir, and he said, "I have one kasha for you." So he got all excited. What was the kasha? He says, "Who is the gvir who said that he wants to give everyone? Where does he live?" As the Waxman answered him, "Why do you have to go to the gvir? Daven to Hashem. He's got more money and he wants to give more." Valdik. But that's the Teva of the... "Oh, there's a gvir that's giving money? No, where? I want to know where." David Hashem. But that's the emunah. Believe Hashem really listens to the tefillahs. That's number one. To be machazik, emunah Hashem. The tefillahs make a difference in everything we do. The more we put into the tefillah, the more we read from the tefillah. But there's an akuda base, and this is a very chashuv an akuda. What is the yisoid of tefillah? The Mabit in Beis Elokim, he asks a very interesting question. Every day we start tefillah. Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, Hanoira, Wemishabeach Hashem, and then we make bakashas. Some people feel it's like when you go to usher, a rich person, and you want to ask him money. First you say, "You're a great guy, you're an amazing guy," you flatter him. And then you ask him, "Oh, by the way, I need some help." Oh, as we think, Kilu, we're doing the shame to Hashem. "Hakel, Agoda, Lagiva, Van Nair, wow, you're a great guy, Hashem. Oh, by the way, I need help, I need a little bit of Chochmah." Yeah, is it right to flatter Hashem? You could fool Hashem, you could flatter Hashem and ask him. Hashem doesn't work that way. So what are we doing when we say Akel, Agod, Lagiba, we mishabeach Hashem, and then we ask? What are we doing? Number one, that's what the Mabit is. Va'oid, freg the Mabit. Every day, three times a day, we daven for the same things. Why do we have to daven so much for the same things? All the time. You want to ask someone something, you ask him once. Every day, three times a day, you gotta ask for the same things over and over again. I mean, if you go over to a person and you ask him, you'll drive him out of his kelim. Like, you ask the same thing again. What is it necessary? Oy, what are we accomplishing? Azag b'mabit, there's a tremendous tayus in tefillah. We think the tachlis of tefillah is tekilu. We're flattering Hashem that we could ask. So why do we have to ask so many times? It's enough once a day. The tachlis of tefillah is to come to that kara. Hashem is the one who gives everything. Everything we have in life comes from Hashem. As when we start off the tefillah, we're not flattering Hashem. Hashem, you're great. Give me some geld. No. We're saying, Hashem, we know everything that's going on in the world, all the chesed, all the good that I have, comes from you. That is the purpose of tefillah. Three times a day to come to this hakara. Hashem, you're helping me all the time. When we're oimid and we're poinet Hashem, it's to remind us, my chokhmah I had in Shachris was from you. First Seder was from you. Second Seder was from you. And night Seder is going to be from you too. The money I have in my pocket, the clothing I'm wearing, the sweater I'm going to put on, everything's from you. As that's the tachlis of tefillah. We're sitting and we're saying to Hashem, we need you. When we open our hearts and we say to Hashem, we need you, as Hashem gives us. And that pulls us closer to Hashem. As lefi zeh, tefillah has a whole new meaning to it. I'm talking to Hashem and I'm mevakish. As a lot of bachurim, when they do the bakashas, they concentrate. When a bachur got a stomach ache from yeshiva's food, rifa'enu is his best part of tefillah. Oh. A bachur that it's the end of the month, he doesn't have money in his pocket, baruch aleinu. Ah, now it talks to me, I need geld. By avrechem also. Baruch aleinu, you gotta put in. Have a mivchan for Lakewood. Atachoin en lo'adam das. For the mivchan. And that's tefillah. But the rest, the shvachim, we fly by. The things we're not in touch with, we fly by. And we don't realize this is our moment of connecting to Hashem, of feeling how much Hashem does for us and enhancing what Hashem does for us. That's what tefillah is. As Havoy, let's try. Let's start tonight by Mariv. And let's keep it going. With a little bit of thought, we can put so much more into our tefillah. With a little bit of understanding, we can put so much more into our tefillah. Tefillah works. It's an amud. It keeps us going. It gives us siyata dishmai in everything we do. How does tefillah work? We're mishabeach l'Hashem. We say we realize everything comes from you. Va'oid we're mevakish. We need you in the future. That opens the Sare Shamayim for Siyata Dishmaya in all areas. As that's the beautiful kayach of tefillah that Hashem gave to us. It's a way of being mefateh, opening up. It's the key to open up the Sare Shamayim to maybe Shefa to us and the entire world. And also, it's the beautiful way of connecting to Hashem. Whether our tefillahs are answered or not, the tachlis is to connect to Hashem. Every tefillah is meaningful because I connected to Hashem. And I lifted myself up in my emunah, in my koyach to believe in Hashem. And there isn't anyone here who can't do it with a little bit of thought. Okay. As we saw the Gemara in Brachas, that tefillah is dvarim ha'oimdim b'rumo shel olam. Number one, the chshivas of tefillah, what it does for the person, is tremendous. Va'oi, the shefa it brings down to the world is so important. Ubnei adam mezalzlim b'hem, because we do it so much, we sort of lost touch with what tefillah means. As tonight, we try to be mechazed together, to connect together, to understand what tefillah does, to help us be mechazed, that our tefillahs, let's make a kabbalah together. We should put more klichus into our tefillahs to make them more meaningful. And every one of you should connect Hashem at a higher level, and to be zeicha to shefa gedayla of ha'aris panim me Hashem, the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael should be miskabel. It was beautiful that some of the people that went out, people who, the Shvuyim, who went out, went over and said thank you to the people who davened, different Shvuyim that came out. You know, Klal Yisrael has been davening for some people for 2 years. And you could think, like, my tefillahs did something, my tefillahs went somewhere. Yes, it was a nest that these people, especially the last 20, came out. No one ever thought they would come out in the government. And even they admit, deep down inside, Ein Hezbollah, and Trump is Trump, but Maven Yavin, who's really behind Trump? Of its gevaldik, to see the clear hakara, tefillahs are poyel. Poyel nifladik Yeshuas, me'al u'me'ever la'teva. There's so many stories. When you live with one and you see one b'chush, Frat on a Shana Rabba, which is a Yom HaMiyuyad L'Tfilah. Knocks in. Tfilah is different. Tfilah is Poyah. So let's be Mischazik together, and Bez Hashem, we should all be Zecher Yeshua's Brachas, and Gevaldi Yekir Hashem.